Archers for the week of the 6th to the 11th of June, 2004.
Susan's worst fears are realised. Hello?
I decided I'd better give it a miss.
Oh, but Dad's expecting to see you.
I phoned Alistair. He said they'd be okay without me.
You all right?
I got geography and biology tomorrow.
Oh, Christopher.
A worse subject.
Oh, you have been doing better in them lately, though.
Maybe. There's just so much you ain't covered yet.
Well, if you don't know it now, you're not going to cram it all in before tomorrow.
I should have got it done last week, but what with the moving on?
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Any lunch going?
Oh, well, we're going to have a barbecue this evening. I can do you a sandwich.
So, Emma's not been back?
Oh, she stayed at Will's over the weekend, just to give us time to get settled.
Oh.
But now we've got the place organised, how do you think it looks?
Same as it did before.
Surprising how you can fit everything in, actually.
Still a caravan.
I thought it'd be worse than it is, really.
I'm sure it's fine with just you and Dad.
Oh, there's plenty of room for you and Emma.
I'm okay at Willow Farm.
Oh, but Christopher...
I've got everything I need.
Look, you're not supposed to be sleeping there. Cheese, all right?
Yeah, fine.
Betty let us have that room for storage. And it was nice of them to let you put your computer there for your revision, but you really ought to come back here at night.
Why?
Well, there's a proper bed here for you, for one thing.
I've got the sofa cushions.
Yes, I know.
And I got my sleeping bag.
But you're bound to get under people's feet.
While I'm asleep?
In the mornings, when everyone's trying to get ready for work.
It's cool, Mum. Mike's ahead.
Oh, bad luck.
Oh, no, that was never LBW.
Oh, afraid it was.
You see, we got a tail from this angle.
No, that umpire needs his eyes testing.
Come on, Adam.
Yeah, okay.
You're next up.
Let me get this pad straight. That's got it.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, and it's a few boundaries, please. Let's at least get a score into three figures.
I'll do my best.
Bad luck, David.
How's it getting on in that caravan, Neil?
Well,
family's settling in okay.
Susan and I are finding it perfectly comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, but Christopher prefers a proper roof over his head.
Hey?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Roy.
He's moved in with us.
Has he?
He's not supposed to be there all the time.
But he is.
He's getting in your way, isn't he?
No, no, not exactly, but he doesn't quite seem to understand about Phoebe's bedtime.
Oh, no. What's he been doing?
Oh, it's just Phoebe thinks it's a big game having him in the next room, and he, you know, plays along with her.
He's supposed to be revising.
I'm afraid the tickets haven't sold as well as we'd hoped.
What?
For the Jitterbug Ball.
Yes, they have. They're sold out.
So few people remember the war now, that's the trouble.
Well, sales picked up no end in the past few days.
Oh, it's all ancient history to you youngsters, isn't it? But it shaped our whole lives.
So what do you do?
In the war?
Hmm.
I was a fire warden in Sturchley.
You didn't fight?
No, had a bad chest. Unfit for the army, they said. I was mortified at the time. But of course, I was one of the lucky ones. So many of my old mates didn't come back.
I don't suppose being a firefighter in Birmingham was exactly a piece of cake.
No. You look at the city today, you'd never believe the devastation that there was then.
How's it going?
Oh, hello.
31 for two.
Whole areas of the city laid waste.
What?
Jack
was We're relying on Adam to do his Brian Lara impression.
Jack was just reminiscing about the war.
Oh.
Today's the anniversary of D-Day, you see.
Oh, yes, I know. Alan talked about it in church this morning.
Oh, Peggy said the new furniture had arrived.
What? Oh, yeah. New lectern and the bishop's chair.
To replace the stuff that was stolen?
Yeah. Sort of modern, this new stuff we chose, but it's quite nice. Not really what you might expect.
Come on, Adam! Give us a willy!
I didn't realise Christopher wasn't playing.
No, first I heard of it was when Alistair told me.
Says he's got to revise.
Oh, you've seen him, have you?
Yeah, he came to the caravan looking for lunch.
Oh, oh nice shot.
Go on, you can get single.
No, no, he'll never make it.
Oh, honestly.
The boy was just saying Christopher's been upsetting Phoebe.
No, he wasn't playing his music, was he?
No, 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 no. No, he's just having a game with her. Got her a bit, you know, hyper.
Sorry.
No, it's nothing, really.
No, right, it's your home.
Well, I'm sure we'll get used to having him there.
Well, you shouldn't have to. We'll make him move down the caravan. Well,
I'm not sure that we can.
What?
Well, not now. Trouble is, you see, Roy, we couldn't have moved at a worse time for Christopher.
I know, GCSEs and all that.
There's no reason for Christopher to be camping out.
It's been so disruptive for him.
Yeah,
and well, I really feel that we've got to let him, you know, do things his own way. I mean, I'll never forgive myself if he makes a mess of these exams. He did so well with the mocks.
So what are you saying?
Well, if he could stay where he is, I mean, just till the exams are over.
How long's that?
Oh, well, the last one's on. When is it, Neil?
The 29th.
29th? That's over 3 weeks.
Lovely stroke.
Oh, no, he's going to be caught.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh, we're going to be thrashed at this rate.
Well, what are you doing here? Just called to say I love you.
Well, that's very nice to know, but come on, please, off and busy.
Ian.
What?
I am forgiven, aren't I?
Look, I told you on the phone.
I know, but...
Well, you've apologised to Sid, and he's apologised to you, and you've shaken hands.
So... Very unwillingly.
Yeah, just, well, don't let it happen again, OK? No, I need that cream.
I don't care about Sid. Have you forgiven him?
Adam.
Because if...
Adam, I mean, surely you know by now that I can't stay mad at you for more than about half an hour. Right, now, are you going to let me get on with my work?
You can cook and talk at the same time, shall we?
Come on, you're in the way. I need that jug.
Allow me.
Thank you.
Well, that's not very authentic.
What?
Egg yolks and double cream.
Do you know how much the tickets cost for this ball? I mean, people aren't going to be very happy with Spam sandwiches now, are they?
Well, I see you this evening.
What, you're coming, are you?
I told you, Lillian has press-ganged me.
I bet she can jitterbug with the best of them.
It was my gran who was the expert.
Peggy.
Had a fairly colourful wall, by all accounts. So, what I see?
In my dear, can you pass me that ladle?
This one?
Thanks. So, how was the cricket?
Awful.
What, you lost again?
No, actually, we won. But no thanks to me, I was out for a duck.
Oh, no.
Sid was absolutely dying to have a go at me.
Adam.
What?
You're doing it again.
All I said was...
You've got to learn to ignore Sid Perks.
Okay, okay. It's his birthday on Wednesday. Jolene's organising a birthday party.
What, hoping for an invitation, are you?
Don't think that's very likely, do you?
All that matters to me right now, Dad, is these exams.
I just don't want you upsetting the Tuckers.
I'm not.
And you're so cramped in that little room. Honestly, you'd have more space in the caravan.
I've got myself organised at Willy Farm now. Anyway, this is going to be one big building site, isn't it?
Well...
What's supposed to be happening this week?
Well, they're digging the foundations.
It's like JCBs and stuff.
One JCB.
So it's all going to be noise and dust and workmen trooping in and out the caravan to use the lab.
They'll have a port-a-loo.
They'll be wanting cups of tea.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
So how am I supposed to advise with all that going on?
Christopher, can I pass these things out to you?
What?
Just take the salad bowl okay. And the knives and forks, that's it. I'll bring the rest.
These are lovely steaks.
Oh, should be. Christ, they were.
We celebrating something?
Well, I sort of hoped we'd all be together, but... Emma said she and Will had to work on the guest list this evening.
Oh, how long does it take to write a guest list?
Them still stopping over Will's
place. Oh, I wish she wouldn't. I'll be married in less than 3 months and then... I don't want to lose her before I have to.
Oh, she's only just up the road. Not like she's leaving the village.
Even so, I'd just like to have her here with us.
I've been thinking this would be a great place to have a party.
Well, you reckon we should have, like, a caravan warming?
Oh, no, I couldn't cope with that.
I was thinking more of my birthday.
Your birthday's right in the middle of your exams.
Yeah, I know, but all work and no play.
If you can't spare the time to play cricket, you certainly can't spare the time to party.
Dad!
And all that matters to you right now is your exams. Isn't that what you said? No, I reckon these steaks is done. Pass us over some plates.
I don't want to be uncharitable, and I know they're like me mum and dad's best friends, but Hayley's never been happy there.
No ideal, is it, living with the in-laws?
Oh, no, and this is like the final straw. You see, there's only one bathroom, and Christopher... I don't know what he does in there.
Oh, dancing, Adam.
I'm just taking a breather.
Oh, what have you done with Lillian?
She's dancing with Oliver.
Oh.
Look, over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's quite nifty on his feet, isn't he?
Well, you see, people of our age, we...
I don't think all of us quite as old as you, Jack.
Oh, no, 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 but we both date from the time before rock and roll, when ballroom dancing was part of your education.
I was hoping to see you jitterbug, Jack.
Oh, I'm too old for that sort of thing, and it was never really my style. Peggy was the one for jitterbugging.
Yeah, so Mum says.
She had an American boyfriend in the war, turned up a few years ago. Didn't take to him personally.
Didn't you?
No. Anyway, Tommy Croker's never been one for that jazzy American stuff. He always had a much more mellow sound. I remember the first time he played at Grey Gables, and when was it? 1960.
That would have been his dad, wouldn't it?
Whose dad?
Well, this is Tommy Croker Jr., so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So what happened to. He's not dead, is he?
I don't know, but his son took over the band years ago.
Everything all right?
Hi.
Seems to be going very well.
The food is wonderful.
Although I better get someone to clear up those glasses.
I took a few liberties.
Obviously.
Excuse me.
We never had quiche in wartime.
No, but you had bacon and egg pie, didn't you?
So how do you justify the wild salmon?
Well, I figured people were pulling fish out of the Am even during the war. Well, maybe not salmon,
oh,
but...
There's Mercedes Goodman. I must go and have a word. Excuse me.
So... May I have the pleasure of this dance?
Packet,
That would ruin my grandmother's evening, wouldn't it?
And probably earn you another punch in the face. I meant what I said, Adam.
I know.
If you and me are going to have any sort of future together...
I have to behave. I will. I promise.
Helen is still giving her parents cause for concern.
Helen came down earlier to get a cup of tea.
Is she going to work?
So she says. And she looks dreadful. I'm wondering if she's picked up a bug.
Yeah. Possibly.
I mean, her resistance must be at rock bottom. She hasn't slept properly in weeks.
She spent most of yesterday in bed.
Well, yeah, but I don't think she slept.
So, what do you say to her?
This morning?
Mm-hmm.
I just suggested she might think about taking the day off, but she insisted she was fine.
Well, maybe it's best not to interfere.
She's driving herself into the ground.
Yeah, I know, but what can we do?
She listens to you.
No, she doesn't.
Come on, she listens to me.
She'll go her own way, Pat, whatever I say. Whatever anyone says.
Morning.
Hello, love. Do you want some breakfast?
Not really.
Oh, you look awful.
Thanks, Dad.
Look, have a piece of toast, at least.
OK.
I'll put some on for you.
I think you should go back to bed.
Spent most of yesterday in bed. Didn't make me feel any better.
Look, it's Monday. The shop's never very busy on Monday. Kirsty can cope. Why don't you give her a ring?
I can't keep relying on Kirsty. It's not fair on her.
She won't mind.
I can't spend another day sitting round doing nothing.
Well...
We can always use an extra pair of hands in the dairy.
All right, Joe. See you later. He says he found us a bit of a lie-in this morning.
All right, Frizzle.
Yeah, can I have a bit of bacon, then?
When you're 82.
Mum, can I...
Yeah.
I tell you, I feel about 82.
Well, what's the matter?
I got beaten up, remember?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, when you get to my age, things don't heal up so quick.
Morning.
Oh, hello, love. You're round early.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get this to you before you got off to work.
What's that, then?
Guest list for the wedding.
I thought you were still fighting over that.
Well, we sat down last night and went over it, so hopefully this is it.
Did you tell him?
I thought I'd better let you have a look, make sure I haven't forgotten anyone vital.
Cup of tea?
No, I can't stop, Mum.
About Rosie?
What?
Oh, bit of bad news, I'm afraid, love. Your Auntie Rosie can't come.
Oh, no.
She rang last night. They're going to Mallorca.
Oh, Mallorca? In August?
Well, they got some special deal.
So they'll miss the wedding? What a shame.
Yeah. She never comes to Ambridge, something always gets in the way. And I did say I want her to see you married.
Never mind, I'll take him to visit her when we get back from our honeymoon.
Oh, that's nice.
You're going to come and visit me and all, are you?
What?
In the nick.
Stop it, Eddie.
Chances are I'm going to miss your big day and all.
Oh, you're not.
You'll be all right.
Oh, you reckon?
So, who's sending out these invites?
Well, it's officially Emma's mum and dad, isn't it? Because that's what he says. Mr and Mrs Neil Carter invite you to the wedding of their daughter.
You got them, have you?
Emma's picking them up from the printer today.
You must bring one round and let's have a look.
What, and folks have to RSVP, do they?
Yeah.
Where to? The caravan back end of Willow Farm?
Oh, Edward, honestly.
No, it's just to Willow Farm.
Anyway, better get this table cleared before Lucy gets here.
Who's
here? She wants to see your dad before she goes into work.
Why? Oh, going off to Canada, isn't she?
Yeah, she'll only be back a couple of days before the case comes to court.
What? Yeah, it's all I need, isn't it, eh? I'm facing prison and my solicitor's off on holiday.
Yeah, what time are we leaving?
Oh, she said it'll only take 10 minutes or so.
And don't go disappearing off, Edward.
Where are you going?
Oh, planting leeks over Bridgeport, are they?
What? You and Ed?
Oh, so funny.
You're going to spend the day sitting side by side on Tony Ash's leek planter?
What's wrong with that?
You'll end up killing each other.
Oh, that'll be her now.
Oh, I'll get it.
I'll pass that over. Edward. Oh.
Morning.
Hi, Will.
Oh, sure. Come on in.
Morning.
Yeah, come and sit down. I'll just clear the rest of these things.
Okay, you're off to Canada.
Yes.
Cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please. Right. I'm going to stay with my fiancé's mother and meet his various aunties.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Well, it means I've got to cram an awful lot of work into the next few days. I'm sorry to call this early.
Oh, it's okay. Saves me a trip into Borchester.
Well, I'd best be off.
Oh, hang about, Will.
What?
Just want to have a quick word before you go.
What about?
I'll tell you outside. Come on.
No, don't go wandering off.
I'll be back in a minute.
See ya.
Bye, love.
What's the matter?
Can't let this happen to him, Will.
Who?
Your dad, of course. Got to do something.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. Well, we can't just sit around and let him go to jail. I mean, he's an innocent man.
Well, no, not really. He did break the law.
Oh, come on. He didn't know that meat was condemned. He thought it was good stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't that to set him up, right?
Yeah.
Look, he was conned. He was a bit stupid, but that's not a criminal offence.
No, but I mean, well, if the magistrates is doing their job, they'll see that, won't they?
No, they won't. Well, that's the point. Why do you think Usha's here? Because she's as worried as he is.
But it's up to her to sort it.
She can't do anything without evidence.
No, but...
So we got to find some.
But Dad's tried everything already. He's been all over asking questions.
And look what happened.
He got beaten up.
Yeah, which means someone wants very badly to keep him quiet.
But we talked to Snatch.
Yeah, but it's not just Snatch, though, is it? I mean, don't get me wrong. The way you laid it on the line to Snatch, that was wicked. But don't get Dad off the hook.
I don't know what else we can do.
We got to keep digging.
To be honest, Ed...
We've got to keep asking questions.
I think we just got to let the law take its course.
So that's all we can offer in the way of a defence. But in the absence of any proof... What's the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just a bit stiff, that's all.
What have you been up to?
Got beaten up, didn't I?
What?
And he told you?
Didn't see the point.
But hang on. Are you saying you got beaten up because of this business with the meat?
Oh, I went round the markets asking questions, you know, trying to find out what's going on. Prove it weren't nothing to do with me. I obviously upset someone.
Who?
I don't know.
You got a fair idea.
Who?
Snatch Foster.
I can't prove it, though, can I?
So it wasn't Mr. Foster who assaulted you?
Oh, no.
Who was it?
I don't know.
How many of them were there?
Just the two.
Did you recognise them?
No.
Nor did the boys.
What boys?
Oh, William and Edward.
They were involved?
Well, not involved, exactly.
No, you see, they was keeping an eye out for Eddie, and they saw what happened.
You had witnesses?
They pulled the blokes up before they did too much damage.
Can you describe them?
Not really, no.
Could William or Edward?
I don't know, you better ask him.
But did you go to the police?
Oh, that's not a good that would have done.
Oh, Eddie, you're really not helping yourself.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
Well, this could be important. We need every scrap of evidence we can muster. And if you'd reported this incident to the police, well, you never know, it might just have led somewhere.
How's William gone?
Yeah.
Look, I appreciate what you're doing, Usha, but I got to face facts, haven't I? I'm going down for this.
Dad?
You mustn't give up hope, love.
You got taken for a ride.
I know that, and you know that.
You're not going down, Dad. OSHA's not going to let that happen, are you?
I'll do my best.
How was your mum on the phone?
What do you want?
Best to tell us all about the ball last night.
Can you pass the boxes of seedlings out to me?
Oh, OK. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Had a marvellous time, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Such fun remembering the war.
Don't be such a cynic.
Listening to Mum, you'd think it was the happiest time of her life.
It probably was.
Till she married my dad. Another box, please.
No, she said Tom's sausages were featured in the buffet.
Oh, I thought wartime sausages were made of bread and sawdust.
Yeah, but you expect a bit more than that when you're paying £60 a ticket, don't you?
Is that this week they're starting this lunchtime bistro?
Yeah.
Tom was saying he wanted to go and check it out.
Well, he's not going to have time today.
He's so desperate to get this contract to supply them full time.
He's got to see to the pigs.
Oh, what's happened to Neil?
Tied up with his house building.
They've started already?
They're digging the foundations this week.
Yeah, but he's getting a contractor to do that, surely. He's not toiling away on his own with a spade.
Got room for one more?
Pass it over.
Good heavens.
What?
Ed Grundy.
Yeah, he's going to help plant these leeks.
Oh, you've forgiven him then?
Well...
For the cannabis?
You've got to admire their enterprise, haven't you?
Tony!
Yeah, I know. It cost us a fortune in electricity.
It would have cost us a lot more than that if they'd been discovered.
Well, the fact is, I couldn't find anyone else. Tom's busy. Kirsty can't leave the shop. We're so behind with everything. I was desperate.
Yeah, those cabbages could do with it.
Yes, I know. Morning.
Morning. Morning, Pat.
Hello.
Is that it?
What?
That thing. Is that the leek planter? What's wrong with it?
I'll leave you to it.
Clary's in the dairy.
Oh, jolly good. See you later.
Right. Yes, well, all you have to do, Ed, is sit up here next to your dad, take the seedlings from the box one at a time and feed them into these fingers, which pop them into the soil.
But primitive, isn't it?
You should try planting them by hand. You're right, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Just a bit stiff, that's all.
Morning, Clary.
Oh, hello. I weren't expecting to see you. And put the milk to separate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have been here 20 minutes ago.
You don't have to apologise.
We had an unexpected visitor. You're not working today, then?
And this doesn't count as work?
Oh, of course it does. Yeah, I just meant, you know, the shop.
Haven't seen Mum, I suppose?
No.
Just wondered what flavours we're doing today.
Well, we usually start off with the natural.
Yes, I know that. I just thought I'd get things ready.
Right. Okay. Lee. Oh, you got the first lot of milk on already.
Yeah.
We don't usually separate the second lot until we've got the first lot. Well, you know.
Why not?
No reason. It's just, you know, what we do. So, how's the shop doing?
You'll survive one day without me.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean because... I just meant how's business, you know. Because your mum's always worrying about the competition from the supermarket.
Why? What she said?
Well, nothing. No, I mean, just that. There's a lot of competition out
there. Morning, Clary.
Oh. Oh, Helen.
What?
I just wasn't expecting to see you.
Well, you said to come and help.
Yes, but I mean, I thought you'd maybe help out with the potting up this afternoon.
So you don't want me here?
I didn't say that.
And Harry tells me I'm doing it all wrong anyway.
Oh, no, love. No, I just said, Pat, that what we usually do is...
I should have gone into work.
Darling, you're exhausted.
Why don't you... Why don't I go and lie down and get out of your hair?
I wasn't going to say that.
I prefer to keep busy, Mum.
I know. How about making some cheese?
I don't need any more cheese.
Well, we will pretty soon. It's been selling really well.
Don't patronise me, Mum.
I'm not. Go and look in the storeroom. There's hardly any left.
Isn't there?
Oh, we'll be sold out before the next batch has had time to mature.
Oh, well, in that case, first things first. I'd better get that storeroom cleared out, hadn't I?
I'm sorry. You don't have to apologise. I hope she wasn't rude to you.
No, not at all.
This is how she is at the moment. Either miserable as sin or like this.
She seems so angry.
Yes. Any kind word, any gesture of affection, and she just bites your head off.
Why is Hermes misbehaving?
You're going to make a fuss like that, you'll have to have your lead on. Now, come on. Oh, what is the matter with you? What is it? Hmm? What have you found? Oh, Hermes.
Clever dog.
Stop.
Well done.
and Hermes. A few minutes later, we'd have had a massacre on our hands.
What the hell's going on?
David, my clever dog has just averted a disaster.
And you very nearly caused one. If I hadn't been concentrating, I'd have mowed you down.
But look what I found.
Didn't anybody ever tell you it's a seriously bad idea to run out in front of a moving tractor?
Look, look, look at this.
What?
Quiet, Hermes, quiet. There. See?
I can't see anything.
Through the grass. Look where I'm pointing.
Oh. Oh, wow.
They're hairs, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they're leverets, actually. That's what baby hairs are called.
I knew that.
How many are there?
Three, I think. They're very small.
Oh, that is amazing.
No, 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 four. Look, there's another one.
See, I can't remember the last time I saw a hare's nest. Must have been when I was a kid.
So, you see why I had to jump in front of your tractor?
Yes, but, Linda, don't make a habit of it, please. You nearly gave me a heart attack.
If you'd carried on in a straight line, David, you would have gone right over the nest.
Yes.
These little fellows would have been mincemeat.
Have you only just got back?
I dropped in to talk to Pat on my way home, and I had this great idea.
Did you see Helen?
No, no, she's gone to work.
To the shop? Mm-hmm. She wasn't there yesterday.
Well, Pat said she can't seem to manage a full week.
Hmm. Yeah, she won't let you... You know, if you try to be sympathetic, she immediately clams up.
That's what Pat said.
That's not just me, then.
And the irony of it is, well, if anyone understands what Helen's going through, it's Pat. She had the most awful depression after John died.
Yes, you said.
Anyway.
Yeah. How was the farmer's market?
Oh, wonderful.
The good citizens of Hollerton out in force, were they?
Mm. And I've had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's why I went to see Pat, actually. Only you know Wimbledon starts the week after next.
Yeah?
And what's Wimbledon associated with?
Tennis?
Oh, Adam, apart from tennis...
Wombles?
Strawberries and cream.
Ah.
So I thought, why don't we do a special promotion?
What do we need to? I mean, we're selling tons.
No, no, listen. If we all get dressed up in our tennis togs and sell strawberries to eat then and there, along with cream and a plastic spoon. Oh, don't laugh. I'm perfectly serious.
You're going to the farmer's market in your little tennis skirt.
Well, the idea is that people can eat them on the hoof instead of ice cream.
Oh, hang on a minute, Mum. Dimitro! Hello!
Oh, that's Dimitro, is it?
You're daydreaming again. Back to work, please.
The one Alice is so keen on.
What?
She's going to raptures about his big brown eyes.
Oh, he's a nightmare. I asked Alice to keep an eye on him because he's hopeless. He drifts off into a world of his own, gets way behind the other pickers.
Oh, dear.
And then I have to spend ages going through his punnets, removing the substandard fruit. I might just let him go if things don't improve.
Oh, you can't do that. Alice will be devastated.
Well, I'm afraid Alice's love life can't be my top priority.
Kelly! Oh. Linda, are you looking for me?
Hope to goodness she's not looking for me.
Dear, Brian said I'd find you in the strawberry channels, but there are so many of them. Hello, Adam.
Afternoon, Linda.
Did you enjoy the ball on Sunday?
Yes, had a lovely time, thank you.
It was good fun, wasn't it? Oh, it was. Although, I have to say, Adam, your friend really hadn't done his research properly.
What?
The food wasn't at all authentic.
That was deliberate. He didn't think people would appreciate it.
He should have come and talked to me. I did the food for the VE celebrations in 1995. Do you remember, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. Indeed I do.
Spam sandwiches without butter and cake icing made entirely of cardboard.
Mmm, tasty.
Oh, no, it wasn't meant to be eaten. That's the point. The sugar simply wasn't available then for fripperies like cake icing.
Yes, Linda, I understand.
Well, I think you should explain to him.
He knows.
His idea of wartime rations is, I'm afraid, rather far from the truth.
But Linda, why don't we go indoors and have a cup of tea? I'm absolutely gasping.
So is it finished now?
All except for the roof.
How far have they got?
I should say they're about halfway.
Come on, Josh, out you get.
We should be finished in another week.
Give me your school bag.
And the walls look brilliant now they're all dried out.
Good boy. Your dad's in the pond if you want to go and say hello.
Hey, kids, are you going to help Bert take the cows back out?
Oh, all right. You come in, Jamie.
Can I, Mum?
Oh, is that all right?
Unless you're in a hurry to get home.
No, not really.
Go on then, Jamie, you go with Pip.
You've got them well trained.
It's quite for half an hour, doesn't it?
Hi, Cathy.
Oh, hi.
Hey, thanks a lot for bringing them home.
No trouble. Hayley picked them up from school and...
Pip has been dying to go back and look at the barn.
Spent practically all of half term over there.
Oh, so did Jamie.
Oh, and I never saw you to see it, but thanks for organising the film show. That was a trial.
What a good crowd, wasn't it?
A perfect choice for half term.
Well,
the second film was.
Oh, yeah.
I have nightmares about that. I mean, suppose I'd nipped out to the loo or something and hadn't realised the wrong film was playing.
No harm done.
I tell you, Christopher Carter is strictly barred from all shows over the summer.
Oh, what, you're planning on doing some more, are you?
Yeah. Thought maybe we'd go for a classic next time, you know, Casablanca, Brief Encounter.
Some Like It Hot.
Oh, that'd be good.
Anyway, do you fancy a cup of tea?
Wouldn't say no.
Are you coming in, David?
Oh, I better just finish hosing down the parlour. Oh, and after tea, there's something I want to show the kids.
What?
Well, I was mowing the hay meadow this afternoon and suddenly Linda Snell jumped out in front of me.
Scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, it turns out that her dog had sniffed out a nest of leverets.
Really?
Yeah, four of them, tiny little things. Oh. Just hope the mother hare wasn't anywhere around, because she'd have been a bit freaked, I imagine.
Can Jamie come and see them?
Yeah, of course.
He'd love that.
Right, well, I'll be in a minute. Don't eat all the cake.
Don't worry, there's plenty left. This is Phil's latest creation, a coffee and walnut cake. It's amazing.
Dear, don't let Jamie near it.
Why not?
He's turning into a right little pudding.
No, he isn't.
Oh, tell me, Ruth, do your kids have school dinners?
Yeah.
Well, what do they say about them?
Well, Pipsy's are disgusting, and she's always on at me to give her a packed lunch, as if I've got time in the mornings to worry about packed lunches.
No, I couldn't manage that.
And as far as I can gather, Josh only ever eats chips.
Chips? I thought they had quite healthy meals at Loxley Barrett.
And what gave you that idea?
Well, Jamie always says he has salad and vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm beginning to wonder.
And so they have concluded that the Cat and Fiddle doesn't meet their requirements.
Oh. Well, of course, they've already filmed this latest series.
Yeah, I know that. But I'd have thought for next time. I mean, they didn't do a pub in the last series, did they?
I don't know.
I'd hate South Borsetshire to be represented by yet another tedious old mill. Anyway, there's the letter. And they sent all this other bump.
Oh, gosh, it's quite a lot, isn't that?
Such a shame. I'd even talked to Lewis about it, you know, Julia Pardew's friend.
Oh, yes.
And he was prepared to recommend me for membership of the Borsetshire Architectural Trust.
Oh, it is interesting. It's all about doing it yourself.
Doing what yourself?
Well, restoration. I mean, let's face it, you don't actually need Griff Rhys-Jones's blessing, do you?
But I don't know the first thing about restoring an old building.
Well, you don't need to. You get experts to tell you what to do.
Oh, let me see that.
As far as I can tell. Well, look, the first thing you need to do, obviously, is to get in touch with the present owners of the Cat and Fiddle.
They've completely neglected it. It's a miracle it hasn't been vandalised.
And then, look, it says you need to have a purpose.
Well, the purpose is to return it to its former glory.
No, no. What would it be used for? If it's no longer viable as a pub...
Restaurant, maybe? Coffee shop?
Well, maybe some kind of heritage centre.
Yes. Do you know, Jennifer, I've always thought there should be a museum of local agriculture. There are some marvellous artefacts hidden away around the village.
You and didn't catch me exposing my knees in Harton Market. Oh, hello, Lynn.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you're still here, are you?
Adam?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say...
Adam tells me you're planning to sell strawberries and cream dressed in a tennis frock.
I beg your pardon?
No, not you, Lynn, no, my wife.
Any objection?
I think it's a great idea.
So you'll be down there in your shorts, will you?
I've got enough on my hands at the production end.
Oh, yes. How are industrial relations in the strawberry tunnels? Have you sorted out poor Dimitri?
That's quite a big area you've left, though.
Well, I didn't want to get too near, because that mower makes a hell of a racket.
Come on, kids, keep close now. Yeah, and very quiet. We don't want to frighten the leverets.
Now, it's probably best if you get down so we're sort of hidden by the long grass. That's it. Now, if you look through there, you see?
No.
Oh, I can see.
Where?
Shh. Come here, Pip. Look, see where I'm pointing? In the middle there.
Oh, yeah.
They're tiny, aren't they?
Where's their mum?
Shh.
Well, I expect she's off somewhere finding food for them.
Can we go closer?
Yes, if you're quiet.
No, better not. We don't want to frighten them.
Tell you who we should ask.
Who?
Bert.
Mm.
He knows everything there is to know about rabbits, so I bet he's pretty well clued up on hares.
Bye, Linda.
At last.
I thought you were going to be here all night.
Honestly, you two are as bad as each other.
Oh, come on, Jenny. That woman can bore for England.
Actually, I think it's rather admirable what she's trying to do.
Refurbish a derelict pub? What's the point?
Yeah, it's not exactly an architectural masterpiece, is it, the Cat and Fiddle?
I think I'll go and have a shower.
Yeah, but before you do, What's all this about industrial strife in the strawberry fields?
Oh, I've just got one guy, one of the pickers.
Oh, he is rather lovely. I can understand why Alice is smitten.
What?
Alice has a crush on Dimitro.
What happened to Harry?
Well, she ditched him months ago.
So what's the problem with him?
He just isn't pulling his weight.
Just sack him.
Well, it's not as easy as that. They're all mates, you see, the whole gang of them. They're all at college together in the Ukraine.
So, what? They're all going to go on strike if you dismiss this fella?
No. At least I hope not.
You're not running a holiday camp, you know. This is a business.
I know.
You're supposed to be production manager.
Well...
aren't you?
Yes. I suppose I am.
So, let's see a bit of management.
Keep it under your hat, but Jolene's got a secret.
You're coming to Sid's party, aren't you?
If we can get a babysitter. I can't promise.
Should be a good evening.
Morning!
Hi!
You're coming tonight, aren't you, Mike?
What?
Sid's party.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't know if this is a coincidence, but we just bumped into Elvis in the shop.
What? Our shop?
Oh, Lord.
He was buying a pork pie.
He's here already.
You know about this?
Yeah, he's supposed to be doing the floor show this evening.
What, Elvis?
Oh, not the real one, Mike. He's an impersonator.
Huh?
But he's not meant to be here till this evening.
Yeah, you should have asked me.
Oh, I hope Sid doesn't see him.
Well, I'd do a pretty mean jailhouse rock.
Somehow, you just... You don't quite look the part.
Oh, yeah, shame, innit?
Oh, come on, Sid. We're never going to get away at this rate.
Where are you taking him?
Well, we're having lunch in the Feathers, and then I thought we'd go over Lower Loxley.
Oh, I might see you there, then. Thought I'd do an hour or two on the crook barn this afternoon.
Oh, my kids went over yesterday. Said there was still a bit of work to do on the roof.
Yeah, it's a slow business, but, well, another week or so. That reminds me, are you still looking for ideas for the fete?
All suggestions gratefully received.
Well, you should have a competition to see who can cut 8 perfect shingles out of a section of chestnut wood. Oh. I ain't managed it yet.
Well, if you can't do it...
Nigel Pardridge has done it a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Lucy was talking about the fete. She says you're going to do a bush tucker challenge.
Well...
what, like on the challenge?
Well, the fete committee aren't exactly united on that one. Peggy Woolley's never going to vote for it.
Well, there's a surprise.
And it's not easy thinking of horrible things you could actually make people eat.
Dog food and ants, Usha said. Yeah,
well, without making them ill.
Oh, dog food's all right. I've eaten that before.
Right.
It's a long story.
We don't want half the village ending up in casualty.
Hey! Jerry!
Oh, alas!
Look at this!
I was beginning to think I'd have to go without you.
It came with the birthday cards this morning. No, I didn't bother opening it, because I thought it was a bill.
Oh, what is it?
It's fantastic.
Oh, what?
It's a letter informing us that we have been nominated for the South Borsetshire Pub of the Year.
Something really weird has just happened to me.
Hi, Eddie.
I was just turning into Willow Farm, and this pickup overtakes me. And I swear to God it was Elvis at the wheel.
Really?
Spitting image.
You've been in the bull this lunchtime?
No, I haven't touched a drop. So, how's it going?
Oh, okay so far.
Hey, that digger's exactly the same as mine.
Oh, is it?
Well, slightly newer model.
Hold on a minute. Can you stop there? Just let me double-check the measurements.
Eddie, can you hold the end of the tape there for me?
Where?
That mark there. See?
Yeah, OK.
It's part of the package, is it?
What?
They come and dig your foundations for you.
475. You're OK. Carry on. Thanks.
The people who supply your kit?
What?
This is them, is it?
No. I had to arrange all this myself.
You mean, you hired the guy with the digger?
Yeah, he was recommended. He's from Ollerton.
Then why didn't you hire me? I'm only round the corner.
But he's done this kind of work before.
So have I.
No, you haven't. I mean, it's got to be checked by the building inspector and the insurance and the mortgage company.
You're casting nasturtiums.
Look, I can't afford to take any chances.
Well, I have to say, Neil, that hurts. We've been neighbours all these years, and pretty soon we're going to be family.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
God knows I need the work.
You always need the work.
All I've had this week is a day planting leeks down Bridge Farm.
I expect Tony will want a bit of help with his hay, won't he?
Oh, and Usha phoned.
Oh, yeah.
She was coming over tomorrow night, but she says she's going to have to pass.
What's she packing for her trip to Canada?
She doesn't sound any happier about it.
Oh, dear.
No, the problem is she's got a vast amount of work.
What's new?
It's all got to be sorted before she goes.
When's this case of Eddie's supposed to be coming up?
Almost as soon as she gets back.
Dad?
Hello, Pipsqueak.
Did the Leverett's mum come back?
Ah, now. I've been talking to Bert.
Have you?
Yeah, you know we were worried about staying up there too long in case we scared off the mother hare? Well, we needn't have worried because she only comes back to the form once every...
Form? What's a form?
Ah, well, that's the proper name for a hare's nest.
Form?
Yeah. It's like a class at school. Anyway, the mother only comes back once every 24 hours, and it's always 1 hour after dark.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She can't be a very good mother.
No, she is. The whole idea is not to draw attention to the babies, see, to keep them safe from foxes and crows and other things that might think that little leverets are a tasty snack.
So she just abandons them?
No, she doesn't. She comes back at night, but quite early on, before the nighttime predators, like owls, got going. And then she suckles her babies in the nest.
The form?
Sorry, in the form, for just 5 minutes, and then she's off again.
Can we go and watch?
I don't think so.
Oh, Mum!
Hey, look, here's Bert now.
Please, Mum!
I'll think about
it. You can help him take the cows out, right?
Yeah, all right.
And you can ask him whether hares make good mothers.
I suppose we could.
What?
Take them out on a hare watch.
You're kidding.
It would be very educational.
It doesn't get dark till gone nine. We'd be out there till 10:30 at least.
Pip was looking for something to write about in her nature diary.
I didn't have a clue.
Didn't you?
No. I thought we were just going out for a nice lunch. Me and Jolie.
Oh, Fallon did a good job, didn't she, decorating the old place?
Yes, smashing. And what a crowd.
Well, you're a popular fella when you're giving away free drink.
Yeah, you only get the first one on the house.
Mm. Nice picture of Lucy.
Oh, it's, isn't it?
And that's your grandson, is it?
Yeah, that's Matthew.
Big lad, isn't he?
Quite the little bruiser.
Well, many happy returns, Sid.
Oh. Thanks.
And what's this award you're up for?
Ah, yeah. Yeah, we've been nominated for South Borsetshire Pub of the Year.
Really?
Yep. It's my best birthday present. Mind you, it's all down to Jolie. She's really pulled the old place up by its bootstraps.
Ah, so who nominated you?
Oh, no idea. Now, all they said was the judges would be coming round in the next few weeks. Cunningly disguised as ordinary punters.
And what do they look for?
Hey? Oh, well, you name it. Good beer, clean loos, and, of course, a friendly welcome.
Lucky they didn't come in last Sunday week.
yeah.
That is water under the bridge, Mike. Adam's apologised.
He's apologised? Blimey!
And we've shaken hands.
Oh.
Oh, look. There's Alistair. Must go and have a word.
Mike.
What?
You didn't have to bring that up.
Well, I mean, you've got to admit it's ironic. One week he's punching customers in the face, the next he's up for Pub of the Year.
Look, this is his birthday party and you're drinking his beer.
Yeah, well.
So, how's the house coming along?
Oh, my main problem's the paperwork.
Well, a lot of it is up.
Yeah, you would not believe. And I really need everything on site. I've been using Tom's office up Sawyer's Farm, but it's no good having to rush up there every time I want to look something up.
Oh, bring it down the house.
No, Mike, I can't impose on you anymore.
Don't be so daft.
It's bad enough that Christopher's parked himself on you.
Well, there ain't no trouble. We've got loads of room.
Well,
the offer's there, Neil. It's a big house. If you want to bring your papers down, feel free.
Mike!
Hi, Jolie. Hey, great party.
I've got a problem.
Huh?
You know, I told you I got this Elvis impersonator.
Oh, he's been causing a bit of consternation around the village.
Well, he's causing me more than consternation.
But he's had half a dozen people come in the shop saying they've just seen Elvis.
He's drunk.
He's hey? What?
I said to help himself to a drink. He's had about six and he's legless.
How's Josh?
Out for the count.
Knew he wouldn't last that.
Never mind.
It's 10:15.
It's nearly time I was in bed, let alone you kids.
It's an hour after sunset. She should be here.
Well, always supposing Bert knows what he's talking about.
We haven't missed her.
No. It's such a clear night we'd have seen.
When she comes...
If she comes.
Won't that big light scare her?
No, I'm reliably informed...
Amy Bert told you?
Yeah. That, although rabbits are easily spooked, hares take it in their stride, so we should be... Hey, hang on. What's that?
Where?
By the hedge there, look. Great binoculars.
Well, it's definitely a hare. Can you see? Look, just under the hedge.
Oh, yeah. Look.
She's heading straight for the farm.
That's her, all right. I'm going to turn the lamp on.
Fingers crossed.
Nope. Doesn't seem to mind.
Oh, wow.
There she goes into the nest.
Form.
Form. Just like Bert said. And you can just see the babies. Oh, isn't that amazing?
Where's Susan tonight?
Oh, she said she'd come down later, just for a quick drink.
Oh, good.
Only Emma and her, they're doing the wedding invitations.
Is that why you wouldn't give me the job?
What?
You still act off about Emma marrying our women.
Oh, don't be daft.
Come on, Eddie. Cheer up.
What's to be cheerful about?
It's what Emma wants, and if she's happy, then I'm happy.
I might have to give it a miss.
What?
The wedding.
Oh, come on, Eddie, let's put an end to this. Our kids are getting married. Happiest day of their lives and all that. So let's not go and spoil it.
No, you don't understand. You see, I'm in a spot of death.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You heard?
Something about that meat you were trying to flog, huh?
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is...
Sid! My darling, over here a minute.
What?
Well, yeah, I got a special treat for you. Here comes the birthday boy, everyone.
You see, I'm going to get sent down.
No.
I'm going to be sent to jail.
You're not serious.
I am, mate.
It's not quite turned out as I intended. Unfortunately, the star of the show is indisposed.
Watch out.
But Mike Tucker has bravely stepped into the breach.
Mike?
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's a treat for you. When you're ready, Mike.
Can we wait? Thank you very much.
I'm going to be spending my son's wedding day detained at Her Majesty's pleasure.
Already.
Are you funny at the time of the train? The present time is...
Someone trying to be funny?
No, of course not, mate.
The joint began to swing.
Come on.
You should have heard the knock down.
Let me buy you a drink.
Christopher is making his present felt at Willow Farm.
He's getting your joke.
Well, I'm sure if you explained it to him.
I have.
Have you?
No, I told him. Hayley and Phoebe have to be out of the house by 8:20, so will he please not hog the bathroom?
He does as well, though, doesn't he?
What?
Have to be out of the house by 8:20 if he's going to get the school bus.
Well, then he should get up earlier.
But he has got 2 exams today. English this morning, then geography.
Yeah, and when Ailey finally did get in the bathroom, she found he'd not only used her bath towel, but he'd left it in a soggy heap on the floor.
Well, he is only 15.
He's also a guest in our house.
You were like that when you were 15.
An uninvited guest.
And all teenagers are. Do you want some coffee?
No, I've got to go to work. They should have a bit more respect for other people's space and other people's things.
Oh, I know it's awkward, love.
It's more than awkward.
But it is only for a few weeks.
It's the last straw for Ailey.
Oh, how do you mean?
Oh, Mum. I mean, you know she's... She's never been exactly over the moon about us living here.
Yeah, but I thought... I knew she wasn't too happy at first, but I thought she'd settled down.
Had to, didn't she? We don't have a choice. But deep down, she's not... I can tell she's not carefree like she used to be.
Well, we've done our best to make her feel at home.
I know, Mum, I know, yeah. I'm not criticising, and neither she. It's just the way she feels, living in someone else's house. I think she has to be on her best behaviour all the time.
Well, I don't know what else to do.
Unlike Christopher, who obviously don't even notice the rest of us.
And the trouble is, love, I told Susan it was all right him staying.
I know.
I can't turn round now and say it's not. You see, she's feeling guilty that they moved out of the house when it suited them.
Yeah, she told me.
And didn't really consider Christopher. Well, they did consider him, obviously, but they decided they had to go ahead anyway.
So basically, he's got her over a barrel?
Well, yeah.
He's got us all over a barrel.
Well, only till his GCSEs are over.
And they sell the package, the strawberries with Bestbridge Farm cream and a spoon. And charge some ludicrous price.
And your mum is seriously going to go down to the market in her tennis dress.
That's the idea.
She's a brave woman.
You think so?
You wouldn't catch me pulling a stunt like that. Well, mind you, your mother's probably got better legs than me.
You've got lovely legs.
Oh, please.
Well, I like
it. OK, moving on. Well, how's your friend Dimitro getting on?
Don't ask.
Well, it's funny, isn't it?
Not remotely.
I mean, you wouldn't think there was much of an art to picking strawberries.
There isn't. All you need is a little manual dexterity and the ability to concentrate, neither of which he seems to possess.
Well, a bit thick, is he?
No, seems perfectly intelligent. In fact, he's a very nice guy, but...
What? Well, so were you going to sack him?
Well, I really don't want to.
Well, you think the others would come out in sympathy?
I honestly don't know what they'd do.
Well, I mean, it does seem a bit harsh this early in the season.
Oh, and there's an added complication. Alice.
Alice?
Fancies him.
You're joking?
I foolishly asked to keep an eye on him, and now she goes all giggly whenever I mention his name.
I thought Alice preferred horses to men.
Not anymore.
Well, what does Brian think he should do?
Well, he said to me, you're the production manager, so manage.
Oh, I see. A challenge.
Yep. And here's me desperately trying to impress him in the hope that he'll decide not to sell the farm.
Oh, has he said any more about that?
No. And I really don't know if he's serious. Or if he's just trying to wind me up.
Well, he's doing that all right.
Now, what I'm hoping is we can do some kind of deal like they did at Brookfield.
Well, what happened there?
David's parents take a pension from the business, but they moved out of the farm and left him to get on with it.
Oh, I see. That's your ambition, is it? Get Brian and Jennifer to move out?
No, not at all. I don't want the house or anything.
Oh, well, just the business will do.
No, that's not it. It just seems wrong somehow, the idea of somebody else owning the place, after all that Mum and Brian have put into it.
Morning.
Good morning, Roy.
Hi, Roy. I hear your dad did a bit of a star turn last night.
Who told you that?
Stefan.
What was he doing at Sid's birthday party?
I've no idea, but he said your dad's Elvis impression was a sight to behold.
Elvis? Yeah, all I know is Dad rolled in at nearly midnight, came crashing up the stairs and woke Phoebe.
Oh, dear.
I am living in a complete madhouse. Oh, have you phoned Tom, by the way?
What?
About the sausages.
Oh, no, not yet, no.
No, I might be kind. Put the poor guy out of his misery.
What's wrong with Tom?
No, nothing, no. I'm going to ask him to supply the sausages for the bistro, that's all.
Anyway, better get on. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
So, bistro's been a success, is it?
So far, Caroline is over the moon.
Oh, Betty, I'm sorry.
What for?
I haven't helped with the hens this week at all.
Oh, don't worry.
It's as much as I can do to get the pigs all fed at the moment. And we're supposed to go and vote today as well, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. I did that first thing.
I don't know when I'm going to find the time.
Which only takes a minute.
I know, but... Oh, well, maybe this evening.
How are the foundations coming along?
Well, we're on schedule so far.
Wow, it's a very impressive lot of holes they've dug.
Yeah, I just hope we got our measurements right. The concrete's going in tomorrow, and... If we made a mistake, oh dear, doesn't bear thinking about.
I see there's a skip appeared outside your old house.
Oh, is there?
Matt Crawford planning on doing some alterations, is it?
Well, I've no idea, but I'd be surprised if he didn't give the old place a lick of paint.
Is Mike at home?
Oh, no, he's gone over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he puts as much enthusiasm into building my house as he has into that barn.
Well, it has rather taken over his life, but at least they're paying him.
Well, so will I. Only, the thing is, Betty, I don't know if he mentioned this or not, but...
No, what?
When I was chatting to him last night, before he did his Elvis act...
Honestly, he's such a show-off.
If he was very good. Anyway, we were talking and, well, the truth is, Betty, I'm just finding it impossible having to keep all my paperwork up at Sawyer's Farm.
Well, what paperwork's that?
Oh, for the house.
Oh.
I've been using Tom's office, see, but it's hopeless. It's got to be here on site, really. The trouble is, there's just so much. I mean, look at this lot.
Oh, see what you mean.
Now, that's not a quarter of the stuff I've got up at Sawyer's Farm. Plus, there's all my pig records, and there's... Well, it's just nowhere in the caravan.
So?
So Mike said it would be okay for me to bring it down to the house.
Oh, he did, did he?
Yeah. I hate to impose on you, but...
No, it's not an imposition, Neil, really.
But if I could, you know, have a little corner somewhere...
Well...
...with a table. This is the trouble with a caravan, see? There's really no way you can spread stuff out. Like the plans and that.
Well, I'm not sure what Mike had in mind.
Oh, well, perhaps I'd better wait till he gets back.
No, it could be all day. Look, you can use the kitchen table for now.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, just as a temporary measure. We'll sort something out when Mike gets home.
Keep it coming.
Another couple of feet. Okay, that's fine.
Is that far enough?
Yeah, fine.
You forget what a monster this thing is. It's like manoeuvring an oil tanker.
Yes. I can't remember. Did I service this last year?
It was new last year.
Oh, yeah, of course. It arrived the previous autumn, didn't it?
Yeah, to replace the one we lost.
In the fire, of course.
So, don't suppose you did a full service, did you?
No. And frankly, there are so many electronic gizmos on this one, there's a limit to what I can do.
Yeah. But you leave it to the experts.
Well, the guy's booked for the end of the month, which will give us plenty of time.
Well, you should be able to do some of the basics. And if in doubt, the instruction manual should be in the filing cabinet.
Well, I think when it comes to basic greasing, one combine harvester is very like another.
And you can spare the time, can you?
Oh, yeah. Strawberries are pretty much ticking over on their own now.
I hope you're keeping an eye on those pickers.
Come on, Brian, of course I am.
Yeah, well, they need watching, you know. You know, I'm taking advantage.
It's all under control.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Actually, I've been wondering about doing a course. Management.
What, now?
In the autumn, maybe.
Well, good.
I've obviously got a bit to learn in that department. Thought I'd see what someone like Felpisham has got to offer.
I see.
That'd be all right with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. And, have you thought any more about your future? What?
This is why you're keen to hone your management skills, is it? So you can put me out of grass.
As if I could. Oh, you were talking last week about selling out.
Yes, yeah, I was, wasn't I?
So, you're still thinking along those lines?
No. If I am going to sell, this is the time to do it.
But you don't need to. As I said to you, I'm perfectly willing to take over more of the routine management.
So you do want to put me out of grass?
If you and Mum want to take a bit more time for yourselves, that's fine by me.
It's what everyone says to you. Don't be your own project manager. It'll take over your life.
Well, you don't have much choice in the matter, do you?
Well, not if we're going to get this house built without bankrupting ourselves. We haven't got much in the way of contingency. Still, my foundations are dug, and that came in on time and on budget.
Good.
The difficult bit is trying to fit my regular work in. I already let Tom down once this week. Now, where did I put the quote for the ready mix?
Is that it?
No, those are my insurance forms.
Here we are.
Now, what's the VAT on this lot?
Oh, don't talk to me about VAT.
No, you have to watch it.
It's the one thing I hate about running the shop.
Now, half the quotes you get include VAT and the other half don't. And if you're not careful, you find you haven't budgeted. That's the one thing everyone says.
Now, that's after they've said don't be your own project manager.
Keep a tight rein on your budget. Now, I should have a schedule from the builder's merchants somewhere.
Hey, babe.
Oh, hello, love.
Here it is. Hi, you all right?
What's all this?
Oh, this is me trying to be a project manager. Afraid I haven't quite got the hang of it yet. Oh, where's my calculator? Oh, no, I had it in the caravan. I must have left it. Excuse me a minute. What the hell's going on?
Neil needs an office.
Well, I can see that.
And he hasn't got room in the caravan.
Oh, Mum.
So Dad said he could work down here.
Dad? I might have guessed. This is Liberty Hall, as far as he's concerned.
And he's disappeared over Lower Loxley.
Oh, he's the one who said Christopher could stay. He said he could have Phoebe's play table for his computer.
But Neil needs a desk or a table for all his paperwork. So I said, use the kitchen table for now. I didn't realise there'd be quite so much of it.
When is somebody going to say no? Enough!
Well, it's only temporary.
Mum, I told you this morning, this is really getting Ailey down.
Yeah, I know.
But how's she supposed to give Phoebe her tea when the kitchen table's buried under this lot?
Well, Phoebe's at home farm.
Yeah, I know that.
And Ailey phoned to say
she's staying late at work. And you know why she's staying late at work, don't you?
Well, yeah, the same reason that Brenda's been out every night this week.
Exactly. They don't want to come back to the chaos that is this house. Upstairs, it's Christopher and his music and his bathroom habits and his socks.
His socks?
Oh, you must have noticed the smell. And now it's downstairs as well. Neil and his apology for a filing system.
But they're our friends, Roy.
I know they're your friends. So talk to them, Mum. And ask them, please, to stop taking over our home.
Neil's ready mix has gone astray.
I know you think
I'm being sentimental.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
She's a grown woman and in a couple of months she'll be married. But she'll always be my little girl. And this is the last chance we have to spend some proper time together. Neil? Neil, are you listening to me?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Why do you keep looking at your watch?
Because if my load of ready mix doesn't get here soon, it's going to be too late to pour the stuff.
Oh, Neil.
It was supposed to be here this morning, but the driver ended up somewhere near Worcester.
I didn't realise it was going to be like this.
What?
The house. It's taking over everything.
This has got to be done right, Susan.
Yes, I know. But what's happening to our family?
Nothing's happening.
Both the kids have moved out.
Well, they never moved in.
Oh, you know what I mean. Neither of them wants to be with us.
It's not us, it's the caravan.
Will you talk to Emma?
She won't listen to me.
She's got the whole of the rest of her life with William. Surely she could spend these last few weeks with her mum and dad.
Well, oh, I suppose. All right, I'll give her a ring.
Thanks.
So where's this concrete then?
Oh, I don't know.
Why aren't you revising?
Give us a break, Mum.
I promise I'd be here by 2.
Done 6 exams this week. I'm allowed half an hour off.
Well, anyway, your car must get to the shop.
Before you go, Mum.
What?
About my birthday.
I told you. Will and Emma are coming round for a barbecue.
You gotta let me have a pie.
Christopher.
Yeah, I know exams.
Look, I really do have to go. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, bye, love.
But they're practically over the end of next week.
Your friends won't have finished, will they? They go on right till the end of the month.
Okay, so we put it off till the end of the month. But I'm 16. I've got to have some kind of celebration. And this is the perfect space.
It's a building site.
Not all of it.
It's dangerous.
How come Emma gets a huge great white wedding and I can't even have a party?
There is no comparison.
But Dad...
Oh, hang on. Hello? What's been keeping you? Well, where are you now? How did you end up there?
We need some more cereal out as well.
Oh, don't worry.
And I haven't unpacked half the delivery, I'm afraid.
Oh, busy morning, was it?
Didn't even have time for a cup of coffee.
Well, look, you get off. I'll sort things out. Oh,
right. How are things?
Well, I still haven't persuaded Emma to come home. She's been round a couple of times for her tea, but she always ends up going back to Will's place.
What about Christopher?
Well, you know about him.
When exactly do his exams finish?
Most of them are done by the end of next week. Well, there's a couple later on, but why?
Well, it's just... we don't mind him staying over, Susan.
Oh, no. What's he been doing?
I mean, as far as Mike and me are concerned, he can stay as long as he likes. But, it's only having the one bathroom, you see.
Oh, he's been hogging the bathroom.
Well, you know, in the mornings when Hayley has to get Phoebe off to school.
Oh, Betty.
You did tell him.
But it went in one ear and out the other, I know.
And then there's the music.
Music? What? He's not supposed to be playing music. He's supposed to be revising.
Annie Brenda's room's next door, and she says sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning she can hear.
Oh, Betty.
Don't worry me. I sleep like a log. But Brenda has to get up and go to work.
Look, I'll talk to him.
Only you did say most of his exams are over by the end of next week.
Well, yeah, there's only one or two.
And the only reason for him staying was so he could revise.
You want him out?
Well, it's not me, Susan.
No, I understand, Betty. End of next week, I'll move him back down the caravan.
I wonder what the noise was.
Yeah, well, I finally got round to irrigating the cabbages.
About time.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want some good news?
Oh, well, I could do with some.
Ian just phoned.
Ian from Grey Gables.
Do we know any other Ians?
What do you want?
He wants Tom to supply the bistro on an ongoing basis.
Oh, well, that's excellent.
Yeah, apparently the sausages have gone down a storm. The bistro is a great success, Ian says, attracting a new, younger clientele.
Oh, good.
And talking of marketing opportunities, what do you think of this?
Hmm? What is it?
Well, little pots for us to serve strawberries and cream.
Bit small, isn't it?
No, you get a good-sized portion in there. You remember I told you about Jennifer's idea for Wimbledon?
Flogging strawberries and cream while dressed in tennis gear?
So I got this sample.
Oh, you're not serious about that.
What's wrong with it?
You're intending to prance around the farmer's market in your tennis shorts?
I wasn't planning on doing any prancing, no.
Oh, no. What's she doing, her?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
But don't panic, Tony. It's probably nothing.
It never is nothing these days, though, is it? She's always either boiling with rage or completely wiped out.
Hello, love.
Hiya.
You're back
everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
So, who's looking after the shop?
Oh, we weren't very busy this afternoon.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's unusual for a Friday.
So I thought, well, no use all three of us standing round twiddling our thumbs.
So, Kirsty's going to lock up, is she?
Obviously. Either of you want a cup of tea?
We just had one.
Oh. Well, I'll go and make myself one.
OK. See you in a bit.
Well, she seems perfectly calm.
Yeah, but she's left the shop. She doesn't leave the shop unless she can't cope. OK, so we put up some kind of fence.
Some kind of fence?
Get some police tape. You know, that hazard tape. Or better still, electric fence.
Christopher!
You've got miles of the stuff. You just have to move a bit over from the pigs.
And that's another thing.
What?
My pigs will not appreciate a lot of noise.
Dad, we're talking about a party, not like Glastonbury.
Oh, hello, love. I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
Oh, Neil!
What?
Look at the state of this floor!
Oh, well, I had to invite the ready mix guys in for a cup of tea, didn't I?
I just cleaned it.
The concrete's down. You must come and have a look.
Mm. It was amazing. That was a lot of concrete.
Thought you spent the afternoon revising.
Yeah, well, I did, mostly.
What's all those bags?
Rose petals.
What?
George heard you were collecting flower petals for the wedding, and, well, there's a load of roses in the back garden of the police house.
Oh.
All blooming away, unseen.
Oh, isn't that kind? Yeah.
Smell that.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah.
I phoned Emma to tell her.
Oh, did you?
And I said about her, you know, perhaps coming back here to stay. Told her what you said. And she said, okay.
What, she's going to come?
Said she'd give it a go, yeah.
When?
This weekend.
Oh, Neil, that's such good news. Thanks.
How can we talk about my party?
What party?
I haven't agreed to anything.
Good. Because I've got a bone to pick with you.
What have I done?
Betty and Mike have bent over backwards to accommodate you. And how do you repay them?
What?
You keep Brenda awake with your music.
Oh, look, that was only once.
Oh, Christopher.
And I had it on really, really quiet.
We know what your idea of quiet music is.
And you hog the bathroom.
I do not.
So I want you out of there and back here.
But, Mum...
No more excuses. End of next week.
But my exams...
Practically over. You said so yourself.
Well, okay.
Good. Well, that's settled then.
Mm. I'll come back here if I can have a party.
I knew it.
Oh, come on, fair dues.
I knew it had come down to bribery.
It's called negotiation.
I am not happy.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello, Betty.
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, excuse the dirty floor. Neil's been entertaining workmen.
Betty, I'm really sorry I've left a right mess on your kitchen table.
Oh, yeah, it is a bit.
I'll come over and tidy it up in half an hour, huh?
Oh, but the good news is, Betty, I've persuaded this one is to leave you in peace.
Oh.
He'll be moving back down here at the end of next week.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Christopher, but with Roy and his family...
It's OK.
We have got rather a full house.
I said to Mum and Dad I'll move down here so long as they let me have a birthday party.
Oh, and that's another thing.
As soon as the exams are over.
Your Mum mentioned that to me and I told Mike...
That's fine. He can come.
No, you don't understand. He's really not keen.
Neither am I.
He's worried about, well, you know.
What?
Alcohol and...
Oh, come on, I'll be 16. I'm allowed a few beers.
And drugs.
Do me a favour.
He's got every right to be worried.
And he says, if you do have a party, he's going to have to insist on adults being present.
Oh, I shan't be going anywhere, don't you worry.
Just to keep an eye on things.
And I have Mike down as cool.
Are you sure she came this way?
No, I'm just guessing.
Well, what did she say?
She just said she was going for a walk. That was 3 hours ago.
So she could be anywhere?
Yes, but I can't sit around imagining, you know...
But suppose she goes home and we're out here.
Tom's there. He'll phone.
Pat.
What?
There. Look.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
No. Try not to let her know we were panicking.
But if she could just understand how worried we are.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She's too wrapped up in herself. Helen?
Hello? What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Why?
You've been gone 3 hours.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise.
Can we sit down?
Yeah, sure. Pull up a log.
Oh, it's nice here.
Yeah.
Always been a favourite spot of yours, hasn't it?
I like the sound of the river.
Yes, it's very soothing, isn't it?
Thing is, in the shop...
What?
People always say, how are you? And nice to see you back. And they look at you with that concerned way. And you know, as soon as they're out the door, they'll be gossiping. Did you hear how her boyfriend topped himself?
You may think that's what they're saying,
but what did she do to drive him to that?
Oh, Helen, you're imagining it.
Anyone who knows you knows that what happened was absolutely not your fault.
Yes, so everyone keeps telling me.
Well, it's true.
And if you repeat it often enough, maybe I'll start believing it.
You can't keep blaming yourself.
I can if I want to.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do. I've got to deal with this in my own way.
We're only trying to help you, love.
Help me? By rushing out to look for me as if I was five?
Helen.
By wrapping me up in cotton wool, telling me it'll be all right.
We know how hard it is for you.
No, you don't. You don't! You say you do, but how can you?
Don't say that.
Just stop it! You don't understand and you can't know what it's like. So leave me alone, okay?
Helen, come back.
No, leave her.
Oh, but Pat, this is terrible.
I know. I know. And the worst of it is...
What?
She really thinks we don't know what she's going through. But I do. I know only too well.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Jenny Stevens. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.